Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Another week, another set of begonias to discuss. Hello, my name is Jane Perrone and we are at the halfway point in my begonia top 10. So if you've rocked up here for the first time, it might be wise to go back to episode 281, part 1, to get the gist of what this is all about. But in essence, I'm just listing my top 10 begonias, suitable for average room conditions, no terrarium or IKEA greenhouse cabinet required. And in today's show, we have a begonia that is hairy and large, and that's all good as far as I am concerned. It's the begonia, often known as Begonia seismorii. If you like your leaves to look textured in the extreme, this is the begonia to go for. But don't worry if you're thinking, gosh, that looks like it's only going to survive in a terrarium. I thought the same and didn't buy it for a long time. But then I spoke to Dibbleys, the North Wales nursery that specialises in begonias and Streptocarpus, and they assured me, yes, it'll grow in normal room conditions. And indeed, mine has. I'll stick a picture of my plant in the show notes. Just to get over the name issue to start with, it is usually sold as Begonia seismorii, not because of size more indicating the size of the leaves or the size of the hairs. No, this refers to the person who collected this plant in North Vietnam in 1996. Her name was Mary Sizemore, and it was originally called BU388. And according to this piece from the American Begonia Society, as I always say, I'll link to it in the show notes, this was found on the bank of a river near Hanoi. But in the last few years, the paper came out in 2020, I think, Begonia seismorii has been reclassified as Begonia longis ciliata. Now, that's a good name because ciliata just means the hairs on the leaves, and indeed, the hairs on the leaves are long. This is a rhizomatous begonia. The leaf colour is dark green with some paler green splotches and a kind of lighter green veining on the leaf. But the main feature is those long hairs. They are a good centimetre and a half long, I would say. Pink flowers, not much to write home about. I tend to remove them. The leaves on this one can get quite large. The ABS report says that the leaves are up to 8 inches by 6.5 inches. That's about 20 centimetres by 16.5 centimetres. So a decent sized leaf, not the largest, but add on those long hairs and I think you've got a bit of a stunning plant. The hairs also extend to the stems, and the backs of the leaves are really interesting as well, as is often the case with begonias. Interestingly enough, if you look at that paper from 2020, which I'll link to, it does explain that in the wild in Vietnam, only certain populations of this plant have those long hairs, which may explain the naming confusion. So it's the form with these long hairs that has become the ones that we grow as houseplants. But if you look at that paper from the journal PhytoKeys, you can actually see a picture or pictures which show the variation in the leaf and demonstrate how differently this can look. So that's obviously worth remembering when you're thinking about diversity of plants. leaves can be different. They're all part of the same species, but they can look different. I mean, I'm thinking of something like Philodendron heteraceum, which is just the ultimate kind of chameleon of species that we grow as houseplants. So yeah, that's really worth a look. There's some beautiful pictures in that paper, even if you don't want to read the scientific text. And if you're wondering who Mary Sizemore is, Mary, according to the ABS website, she has recorded over 55 begonias, which may be new species, and traveled through Indonesia, Borneo, the Philippines, Vietnam, Ecuador, Peru, China, and Thailand. She's also responsible for Aspidistra Mary Sizemore, Amorphophallus Sizemorei, and Xanthosoma Sizemorei. Oh, and I should say this plant is not just growing in Vietnam. It also grows in South Central and Southeast China and also Laos. So it's quite a widespread population. I'll also link to a paper by the very well-known begonia expert Ruth Kew, who has written about Begonia Sizemorei, as it was then known, in the Gardens Bulletin Singapore, number 56 from 2004. And in this scientific description, you get a full list of all its botanical features, some lovely pictures. And Ruth writes, "Its charm lies in the deep crimson tracery of the fine network of veins, feature not seen in Begonia rex." She says also, no doubt it will prove easy to hybridise. I'm not sure I've seen any hybrids of Longis ciliata / Sizemorei, but correct me if you have. I've chosen this begonia because I think it's unusual, dramatic, relatively easy to grow. As I've said before, if I can grow it, you can grow it. And also, as far as I can see, widely available. So it's not something that's been around since the year dot, like erythrophylla, but it is something that you can get your hands on pretty much wherever you are in the world. Speaking of erythrophylla, thank you to Mitchell, who got in touch about the beefsteak begonia part of this top 10. And thank you, because I rushed over a little bit the meaning of erythrophylla, but Mitchell is there to fill in the gaps, writing, "Erythro means blushing or ruddy and is often used in medical terms for a deep red rash. And then phyll is just leaf, as in chlorophyll. So it's a good name for a red-leafed begonia." That makes perfect sense, Mitchell. Thank you for filling that in. And if you've got any comments about this top 10, you love it, you hate it, you want me to include something, drop me a line on theledgepodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on the post. If anyone's got any more information about Mary Sizemore, I'd love to read a full biography. Maybe that's out there somewhere and I haven't found it, but I did find out that much. Well, that's all for part 6 of my begonia top 10. Begonia Sizemorei / Longis ciliata doesn't really have a common name. I'm just going to call it the super hairy begonia because I think that sounds great. I mean, I know begonia experts are going to come back to me and say, "Jane, there's loads of super hairy begonias, but this is the one that I like best." So that's my common name anyway. And it, as you know, if you listen to the show frequently, common names are about as accurate as me choosing to give something a name. So there we go. I will be back tomorrow with part 7 of my begonia top 10. I hope you'll join me then. And in the meantime, go and look at your begonias. They are amazing. If you don't have any, get yourself some. Trust me. Bye. The music you heard in this episode was Roll, Jordan, Roll by the Joy Drops and Whistle by Benjamin Banger. Both tracks are licensed under Creative Commons. Visit the show notes for details.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.